Stay connected 24/7 with JJ and Joanne on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. 104.3 WOMC.
Incoming message.
Okay, here we go.
Kind of grumpy today, dude. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
My word, what a gorgeous way to wake up.
Wake up!
I figured this might be a more gentle way to start off the day.
You're not really much of a morning person, are you?
Hey, here goes nothing.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
Not much of a morning person, are you? But it's been thrust upon us, hasn't it? Although
yes,
I gotta say, on this particular morning, I am a morning person. It is absolutely beautiful out there, my friends.
Yeah, perfect.
It's gonna be a great day here in Detroit. And Jace, you captured on your way in a gorgeous sunrise.
I was driving up 75 in Southgate before I made the turn towards Lincoln Park, and I was like, oh my God, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. I put it on Twitter, by the way. It's on WMC's Twitter page right now. As gorgeous as the sunrise is, too, it's going to be a gorgeous day today, too. Mostly sunny, 86, and less humidity, which is
nice. And to make it easy and more convenient for you, we have adjusted all of our social media platforms, so it's always at 1043 WOMC, whether it's Instagram or Twitter or Facebook account.
Yep.
1043 WOMC. Simple, easy, awesome. Oh, wait a second. I'm getting myself confused with my Xfinity commercials.
That's good, too.
Sorry, we digress. All right. So, the big news. It was the moment we've been waiting for forever. It happened yesterday. Joe Biden makes his vice presidential pick.
Come, Kamala Harris. She'll run with Joe. Trump ain't easy, but Kamala's on his team. She's gonna be Biden's VP.
I guess it was worth the wait, and probably what we were waiting for is for them to craft their little jingle together.
Exactly. It's catchy.
Yes, it is. It was worth the wait, wasn't
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
Do you know that I have no ability whatsoever to even sew on a button? Every time I tried to sew a button on, it falls off within like a minute. I don't care.
I'm going to admit it. I'm not good at it either, JJ. I use safety pins. When I used to work at Channel 7.
That's a good look.
No, you don't see it from the outside, but if I like had a blazer on, I would open it up, and on every button, there was a pin on the inside holding it. Which is, I shouldn't even say that. I feel so bad to my mom. God rest her soul. Like, Mom, I'm sorry. I know somewhere along the line you did teach me how to sew buttons on. I either wasn't listening or something.
That's one of the one things that I can do is sew buttons and fix, like, if I have, like, a rip or something in my jeans or shirts.
You
or
can
whatever.
Do that?
Yeah. My aunt taught me, and my mom sat down and... I have a little sewing kit at home, and I can do it if I want.
It's a skill we should all have.
Yes.
Today is National Home Sewing Machine Day. Who thinks of this stuff? Why do we celebrate the home sewing machine?
But it must have been patented or something on this day or something.
Yeah, maybe.
My mom was not a good seamstress. She struggled. That's why I never learned, because she didn't have the same ability. So one year for Christmas, I got her this crazy thing for buttons.
The problem with buttons is they always fall off. Bachelors lose buttons. Kids especially lose buttons. Mothers and grandmothers still sew buttons on the old-fashioned way. This Christmas, get them the new automatic buttoneer 2. It attaches any kind of button instantly.
Yeah.
Simply load your buttoneer 2 with these fasteners. Put your button in place.
Hey, remember the buttoneer? It was like a little gun, and it had the plastic, plastic fasteners, and you just stuck it.
Yes.
Can I still get one of those?
But it's the white trashiest thing you've ever seen in your life, though. If you ever came across like somebody wearing a shirt with buttoneer buttons.
Well, yeah, because they always...
little plastic nubby things sticking out of it.
The plastic was always the wrong color of the button. It was like a white button with like brown... You know what I'm saying? It's like, you gotta get the right color. If it's a white button, get the white plastic. It's very easy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Ronco. How many great things have come from the Ronco?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I was laughing this morning watching that commercial all over again. Took me back to my youth.
I know what you can get me for Christmas now. eBay.
You want Joanne, I really swear. You want a button ear too?
You better use it.
Yeah.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WONC.
The summer of 69. It was such a simpler time.
You're not kidding.
Bring wow. Back. The summer of 2020. What in the world is going on?
The fall of 2020. Officially yesterday, no football, no college football. No, and you know what? No sports in general. I hate to just leave out like all the kids whose dreams are being dashed because like the fall sports season is being canceled, not just football. Bye. I know.
On this,
the Big Ten yesterday.
In 1969, just so you guys know, Notre Dame won the national championship. Just putting that out there.
You don't know this about me. You don't know this about me, Jason, I don't think, but I despise Notre Dame.
Oh.
I've despised Notre Dame since 1966.
Why?
Because I was at the game of the century between the Michigan State Spartans and Notre Dame at East Lansing that ended in a 10-10 tie.
Oh, that game, yeah.
Propelling Notre Dame to the national championship. If Michigan State had won the game, they would have been the national champions. But with a tie, and Notre Dame knew this, with a tie, they maintained their number one ranking, and they sat on the football the entire day.
Mm.
So I've despised them ever since. But yes, college football seems to be something relegated to the year 2021. And I am heartbroken. What in the hell are we going to do with our Saturday afternoons?
They're going to ask Big Ten, woe is me. What's next? The Pac-12 and the SEC.
Yep.
Colleges without football. Don't know what I'll do Saturdays in the fall. Get infected, but the players won't know it. Because they're young men, they'll recover from COVID. Canceling football's gonna break my heart. Oh, they should quarantine the whole darn team. This season's gotta start. Invent a vaccine for COVID-19 before I fall apart. Cause canceling football's gonna break my heart.
Guys everywhere have realized now Saturdays are not for the boys. That Saturdays are now for apple orchards and house projects this fall. Guys, get ready.
We're going to the cider mill.
Hang on, though. Hold on. We haven't heard from the SEC or the ACC yet, so there may be a little hope on the horizon for us.
JJ and Joanne in the morning. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
I'm so sorry, Joanne. We've been doing this for almost 2 hours now, and I forgot to ask how Forced Family Fun Night went last night. It was National Sons and Daughters Day.
Well, it was just National Daughter Day because Adam had plans.
Oh.
Apparently, yeah, I had big plans. Forced Family Fun Night, yeah. So I get him up yesterday, and I'm like, dude, we're having a family dinner. Mom, I made plans with my girlfriend. Like, darn it. So got around this. You know what I did? I said, let's go to Chick-fil-A for lunch. Okay? Why Chick-fil-A? Because I got him in the car for 40 minutes while we sat in line, just me and him.
Nah.
Parents, it's brilliant. Do it. It's so great. He was there just, you know, I was just the two of us. We got to talk for 40 minutes as we waited in line. And then the bonus, because Lauren works at Chick-fil-A, I go up and, you know, the girl takes the order, the young woman takes the order, and I go, I'm Lauren's mom. Can you let her know I'm here? So she gets on the little headset to the thing. Oh, Lauren's mom's here. If she's going to be in the window in 5 minutes. So then Lauren shows up at the window. But yeah, so, but I had we had a great night with Lauren, but Adam was out. So
Adam was busy with his girlfriend. So did it become, instead of family fun night, family planning night?
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear God. JJ.
He's only 17.
No, remember I had a 40-minute conversation with him in the car in the Chick-fil-A line. We're all good.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Guess what day it is.
Won't be a pop quiz on Wednesday.
On Wednesdays, we were picking.
Nothing can stop them now. Wednesday.
Wednesday is great.
It's hump day.
It's hump day!
Happy hump day, everybody. Joanne, I'm debating. I'm weighing my options here. Do I or don't I throw Jason under the bus with this email?
Oh, for sure.
Go ahead, give it a try and see if anybody ever hears what you say.
He's got the dump button, you know, right there.
I'm just saying, don't mess with the guy that's in control of the board.
Or our microphones.
Or your microphone. Sorry. And now it's the Jason and Joanne show.
Joanne show.
So he can't talk right now.
Wait a minute. Oh, he's still here.
Garrett, okay. Garrett Mizzi. I got to ask you guys. This is a Facebook email we got from him. Or a DM. I got to ask you guys. Do you guys save your little song remixes? The Beer Never Broke My Heart remix about college football and COVID was hilarious, and I'd love to play it for my boss. Well, Jason then says, okay, here you go. We thought it was hilarious, too. So he sends him the parody.
Of course he said it.
He sends him the parody. So he writes back, awesome, thanks. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Where do you work? So, and then he says, I work at KEO Cutters in Warren. And I was just fascinated because I was wondering, that was a very nice gesture on your part, Jason. It just concerns me a little bit that if you've now set the precedent. So you're going to be getting flamed by listeners for all of the junk that we do on our
show. Because you just did that, my response to all of them is, unfortunately, we're not allowed to share our stuff.
Exactly. I've already been fined for the one I share.
For everybody. Sorry about it.
But by the way, we are going to play that again coming up at 9:30 this morning. Okay, so if you didn't hear it, don't bother emailing us.
Or just inbox Jason. R-A-I.
It said J.J. Johnson on Facebook.
The Motor City is listening to J.J. and Joanne Mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
Okay, so picture this. You're in a deep REM sleep. It's exactly 7 a.m. and you are awoken to this.
Yep.
Right outside of your bedroom window, it's the next door neighbor who has sleep apnea problems, and he's up and out of bed early with his leaf blower in hand. And you
it's happened
are
all
livid.
Of us. Yeah.
It happens all the time. Now, imagine this. You are the neighbor with the leaf blower, but get to sleep in on a Saturday, and it's 7 a.m., and then all of a sudden, you hear this.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Toto guitarist Steve Lukather, who, by the way, is certainly in the top 10 all-time great guitarist, maybe even higher up on the list than that. But he was so fed up with his neighbors, he actually got up, opened his garage door at 7 a.m., and shredded his electric guitar set at 11.
I love it. But here's the problem, you guys. It backfired because suddenly he had an entire audience. People are like, no way! They're showing up in their bathrobes and giving him a standing ovation.
People in Michigan are like, play on the porch? Is this early? Good lord!
That was 6 p.m.
Yeah.
JJ and Joanne. Mornings. 104.3 WOMC.
Superhero Hour on the JJ and Joanne Show.
This is such a great story. Yeah, kind of, right? Okay, so almost everyone's called in maybe sick to work, right? If you like had an interview for another job. Mm-hmm. You know what happens? You gotta go on the interview. Well, superstars are no different than that, you guys. Robert Pattinson, on the set of Tenet, filming the movie, and he goes up to Christopher Nolan and he says, hey, I have a family emergency. I have to leave. Well, why did he really have to leave? To go to an audition for Batman.
Yes.
But here's what's great about it. Christopher Nolan totally smelled a rat. He's like, he looked at him, he said, You're doing the Batman audition, aren't you? Totally called him out. Totally busted.
JJ and Joanne Mornings. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Okay, Jason, it's your turn because you are our resident superhero junkie.
Yep.
You know all of them backwards and forwards. I wouldn't even pretend to play in that same field with you.
I really hope that this story that we're hearing is not true, but, you know, with COVID and everything going on, so many, you know, people are losing their jobs, being furloughed, and it is starting to affect DC Comics a little bit. And rumor has it that a few of the original Justice League members could be laid off, and we're going to head on over to the Halls of Justice and see what Superman has to say.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, Aquaman, can you come here for a second?
What is it, Superman? An oil spill?
No, Aqua, it's not that. It's, with the pandemic setbacks, things are getting kind of tight around here, so we're going to have to let you go, I'm afraid.
Great, Atlantis, but I talk to whales.
Yeah, see, that isn't really necessary now, or ever, really.
What if there's someone with COVID stuck inside the barrier reef?
That's not going to happen.
Okay, let's say there's a dolphin.
Nope.
Mermaid?
Not real.
Why don't you fire Batman? He doesn't even have powers.
Yeah, but Batman's way cooler than you. Please hand in your trident and flippers. We think we can auction them off to keep us afloat.
Okay, Supes. Good luck staying afloat without me.
Whatever. Green Lantern, can I see you for a moment?
Oh, no!
JJ and Joanne, mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
Nope, nice try. Thanks for trying, Joanne, but not my class ring.
Oh, shoot. It wasn't your ring? No?
No.
Okay.
A little before my time, I went and dove into the story a little bit here. It was actually a class ring from 1933, a little before my time. Thank you very much for suggesting it.
Yeah. I thought it was about right, but okay, maybe I'm off a few.
So this guy that owned a scrapyard in Oklahoma was about to crush a car from the 1930s, but I guess before he crushes the cars, he goes through them looking for anything that might be of value.
Change.
He found this.
Right.
Whatever, yeah. Found this 1933 Clinton High School class ring. Well, long story short, they were able to trace the owner of the ring back through the high school or whatever the case was. The person who owned it has deceased, died in 1984, but her daughter, who never knew the lady owned a class ring, was presented with it last Monday.
That's really cool. Now, like Joanne says, I think this should give you hope, JJ, and I'll tell you why. Because didn't you say you lost your class ring in a car?
Yes, a 1970 Mach 1 Mustang.
So anybody out there that's getting ready to crush a 1970 Mach 1 Mustang, check under the seats for us, please.
Yes. No, it's not under the seats. Remember, I told you I unbolted the seats before I sold the car.
Yeah, but did you lift the rug up?
I'm thinking maybe it fell, you know, the gear shift, you know, there's a little space in there. It might have fallen down there into the console. I didn't bother. I didn't go as far as to unbolt the console.
That was that rattling around noise you heard for those 2 years you owned the car.
Drove me nuts forever.
JJ and Joanne. 104.3 WOMC.
So yesterday morning on the JJ and Joanne show, our sports guy, who we love, Tony Ortiz, pondered the question of college football for the 2020 season. And at the time, it looked like, yes, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 were going to be canceling the 2020 season. Well, after the show yesterday, it came to be true. But then I started thinking, why can't they do what the rest of us do? Just carry on Zoom.
When the Big Ten Conference is canceled, you can turn to the College Football Zoom Conference.
Okay, time for the virtual matchup between OSU and Michigan State. Hey, whoever's crinkling that bag, could you please put yourself on mute? All right, now MSU's new coaching staff is going to take some... Boys, come on, mute yourselves. As I was saying, it's a new team, so this isn't going to work. Let's just start drinking at noon on Saturday. That's the reason we do this anyway.
People still still are doing that, though. We were on the Zoom call the other day. Zoom etiquette has not gotten any better. Six months into this thing, you guys.
It has not. Really, folks, learn how to mute your Zoom microphone when you're not the one doing the talking. And put your dogs outside, please.
Yeah, please.
The Motor City is listening to JJ and Joanne, 104.3 WOMC.
You know, I think this is every Michigander's dream trip around our state. Travel and Leisure magazine have picked out 7 routes in the Midwest that people should take advantage of this summer because more people are traveling locally and within our state and within the country because we're not traveling anywhere, right? Road trips are huge right now. So we made the list of the 7 top driving trips according to Travel and Leisure magazine. It starts in Sault Ste. Marie, perched between Lake Superior and Lake Huron. They suggest some stops along the way, like the Sioux Brewing Company and the Sioux Locks. Then you go to Tequamanon Falls State Park, maybe spend a night at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. And then you head down south a little bit along the winding shoreline of Lake Michigan all the way down to Traverse City and then on to the Sleeping Bear Dunes to wrap up your trip and maybe grab a little ferry over to the Leelanau Peninsula Wine Trail. And then you can make a stop at some of the islands that are just off the shore there. And I've done most of that trip, not at the same time, but on different occasions. And you know who's going to agree with that summary from Travel and Leisure magazine? Paris Hilton.
That's hot.
Yes, that's hot. Because we found out yesterday that she's been vacationing in Traverse City with her boyfriend or husband or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I bet they're doing these road trips themselves all up and down our beautiful coastline of Lake Michigan up into Harbor Springs and then the Tunnel of Trees, that M19 trip through the Tunnel of Trees.
What's that great restaurant?
The Legs Inn. The Legs Inn in Cross Village, yeah. And you can recognize it because of all the mannequin legs stretched across the roof of the place.
That's hot.
Yes, it is.
We live in a great state, I'll tell you that. So much to do.
Yes, we do.
Right? Yeah.
You bet.
JJ and Joanne, 104.3 WOMC.
Imagine the perfect video store. It would have a great selection, right? Right. Over 10,000 videos. 3 evening rentals, so no rush, no hassle. Fast checkout. 24-hour quick drop return. Open late every night. Well, the perfect video store.
Welcome to Blockbuster Video.
It's popping up all over the country.
Oh, man.
You know what the perfect video store would include? The ability to spend the night. Yeah. They got to update that commercial.
This is how you make the best of a bad situation.
Right.
Because we've talked about this place before. There's only one Blockbuster left on the planet. It's in Oregon, a city called Bend, Oregon. And these people have been very clever all along the way, being the last door. It's become a tourist attraction, actually. It's a destination for people now from all over the country when they're in the area. And Jason, you were saying their website is off the charts.
Yeah, you can buy actual Blockbuster memorabilia like T-shirts, name tags, stuff like
those
that.
Those blue shirts that the employees used to wear.
They don't have the khakis for sale, but everything else is available.
Do they sell those automatic rewinder things too? Remember those little machines that could rewind your VHS tape quicker than other ways of doing it?
Yeah. So if I was late, I would try to sneak in after hours and dump it in that little mail chute in the door, hoping that I wouldn't get caught. But, you know, you had to have the Blockbuster card, right, in order to do the rental. So that got tagged right away.
Absolutely.
So next time you came in, they charged you the late fee anyway.
Yep, you would always try to get there in time before you see the employee emptying out the box right at midnight when they close. Yes. You're like, no, wait.
Hold on.
So here's the deal. This Blockbuster is great. So they've transformed the store now into an Airbnb. For 3 nights, you can go in. They've got a beautiful couch, the old-time... Well, let the general manager of the store explain exactly what you get.
Close your eyes and think of what the 90s was. That's what the room's going to look like. What more fun way to do that than to come in and experience a night in Blockbuster, have a sleepover, have the old big console television, have the VCR, have the popcorn, have the whole experience, kind of like we did in the 90s.
So I saw pictures of what it looks like. It's amazing. So you remember when you're in Blockbuster and the TVs are on the wall or like in the... In casings and everything. So there's 2 of those. There's VHS players right there. You can have that. And then the bedspread looks like those old Dixie cups, like with the zigzags and stuff like that. Super 90s looking. Teal and purple and gray colors are all over the place. It looks awesome.
And by the way, the walls are still stuffed with thousands of videos. You can pick from any of them.
It's still a working blockbuster.
Yes.
That's bizarre.
Stay connected 24/7 with JJ and Joanne on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. 104.3 WOMC.